call it like it don't speak. Welcome to the Call Like I Don't See It podcast, where we talk about movies, comics, games, and getting lucky in your birthday suit. I am GP.
You'll never find
boom, 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 boom.
As long as you live. Someone who loves you like I do. What's up, GP?
What up, AD?
How you doing, brother? How's everybody doing out there today? Everybody good?
You got a long coat on. How you doing, brother?
How's it going? I got a long trench coat on from the 80s. My voice is in recovery right now, so, you know, it's, I don't know if I lost my powers or I gained new powers, but I have officially arrived with my deep man voice.
Deep voice AD.
Thanks to the flu, but whatever. Thank you. So I can finally match you with the bass, GP.
Mashing them up with the bass. Bass,
I'll
bass,
go
back
low,
the bass.
Low, low,
low, low,
low,
low.
Baritone.
This is a first baritone.
For those that's used to my high-pitchedness, you might get a relief this first time ever. I can't do my Krista as I normally do. You know, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, not you're gonna be confused.
Gayaka.
Gayaka. Gayaka.
Well, around here, around Northwestern, call us a 2020. Come in, my man. Come in. This does not sound the same. I'm sorry.
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh, man. But I sound like an officially, I'm a man now. I have a man voice. At 36, I finally got my man voice here because of the flu.
That'd be hilarious if it stayed like that.
Right? Like, it took it away. It took my high-pitched voice away. I'm like, oh, damn. Oh, there that go.
Well, here I go. Here I go.
Finally feel what it feels like.
This is me now.
Get used to it. Remember that episode of Hey Arnold where Gerald lost his tonsils?
Yeah, his voice. Yeah.
Gerald. He was trying to sing that song.
On moonlight, bird.
But I digress. How you been, brother?
Man, my week was good. I finished, well, almost finished Christmas decorations.
Whoa.
For the upcoming Thanksgiving. Almost. That's almost.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, you got to jump on that early clock.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you definitely do.
I finished Spidey 2.
Ah, congratulations, bro.
Thank you, sir.
I saw you posted about that the other day.
Thank you, man. Yeah,
I'm glad you took your time and enjoyed everything from web slinging.
That was a good 3 weeks, man. Good 3 weeks.
To the story, to the side quests.
Yes.
Know.
Yes, man.
Played it proper, you know what I mean?
That's what you got to do. Play it proper, yes.
You ain't speed run that crap.
Nah. That's $70. Nah. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
I still got I got two trophies I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to wait till I play New Game Plus when that comes out.
To get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you know that's coming up around the deck.
Yeah.
That's
and then now I'm playing... I started today at Dead Space.
Mm.
So, yeah. Two jump scares already in Dead Space.
Damn, dog. Yeah, that's that scary-ass game. I'm not going near that. Nope.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Did you die already in space?
Oh, I died. I died already. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
When you stream it out next time, let me know, bro. I gotta...
Oh, I streamed it today. You can check out the first... the very first watch of it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Watch that shit with my pillow. Look, next to it.
Also, might jump on it tonight. Might. But yeah. That was enough of my week.
Try to hide under the blanket while I'm watching your stream. Oh, the aliens.
Oh, my God. You can't do your normal It's like, But enough about me. How was your few weeks, sir? Where you been?
I've been busy, man.
Yes.
I've just been busy. Like, I feel like we've hit the brunt force of raising two kids amidst, like, you know, career moves and all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll be telling my wife every now and then, like, damn, girl, we in the trenches now. Like,
yeah.
I think after Aiden started to walk, it took it up a notch.
I bet it did, because you got to worry about where he at now.
Yeah. And it's a lot more mobility going on, so you got to be like, yeah, I want to sit down so badly on this couch and sleep, but I can't.
Yeah.
Like, this boy going to do something now. Dang, why can't you go back to being twitchy and still? Now you're moving. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, and, you know, logistic-wise, on the weeks change up, like, meetings after work and kids, who's picking up who switches up, we get home, it's like, dang, dog.
Man.
The day goes super fast, man.
Yeah, I bet.
And then, like, what I realize now, and I can finally admit, because I used to be like, oh, yeah, you know, happy weekend, but now I'm like, no, the weekend's, like, we clocking in for shifts, bro. Like,
yeah.
We'd be like, happy Friday. We feel the Friday for a little bit, but then, like, you'd be like, no, we actually still putting in some work because we got to be taking care of these two round the clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, though, but it's just busy stuff.
Busy, yeah.
So we just swap it out with, like, you get some sleep here, you get your 3 hours here in the middle of the day, and I'll try to get mine later or something.
Yeah.
But on top of that, my boy is now teething, so, Lord.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you, man. The trenches.
Yeah.
So I feel like because you know, the teething thing is, sleep's all kind of messed up. You're waking up at like 2 o'clock at some nights, 4 o'clock the other. So I feel like because of the sleep, like my, like the deprivation of the sleep that I've had, that's what's led me to getting this, you know, this new power of having my voice get enhanced. So
it ain't,
I got to thank my son for these new powers. Thank you. Thank you, Aiden.
Thank you, son.
Thank you, son. I've always wanted a deep voice at 36. Here it is. But other than that, dude, I've realized I've been addicted to like certain reels lately.
Reels? Yeah, like the reels, like we send each other.
No, like the real. Well, aside from those, those are hilarious.
Yeah.
But aside from those, like, I like those reels where they show like a dirty ass carpet getting cleaned. I have no idea. You laugh now, bro, but go watch that. Go find yourself a reel where they are cleaning these dirty ass carpets and making them clean. Like, it fascinates me, bro. Like, how do they get it that clean? That amount of dirt.
I seen one. I was watching one where it was it wasn't a carpet, but it was like the back of a car.
The car seats. Yeah.
Just the whole car just hot.
I love watching that shit. I don't know why, bro. Like, it's like, this fascinates me, but I have no reason why.
Yeah.
And I could watch it and just be like, it doesn't matter what, it'd be like a circular rug or a square rug. A rug, you know, they're like renewing a rug. I just like watching how they clean it. I don't know.
I think the stages of it.
It's dope, dude. It's the so process. Cool.
Yeah.
And then on top of those, like, I've been liking, I'm addicted to also those, like, ASMR videos. The reels where they, like, enhance these sound effects that you don't really hear normally.
Yeah.
Like, on these, like, tiny things. Like, if you cut in soap or some shit and you hear, like, each cut, right?
Mm-hmm,
I'll be like, damn, dog, like, that shit sounds so good.
Right.
I had to look it up. Like, it's an actual thing. Like, you know, people get goosebumps and, like, they feel like a tingling sensation when they listen to these kind of things.
Right, yeah.
So I think that's what I got. Like, I think I'm ASMR positive or whatever the hell you want to call it. So, yeah.
Okay.
I've been enjoying those. And other than that, I'm gonna piggyback off of you. I didn't beat Spider-Man 2 yet, but I am loving Spider-Man 2.
Man, that game,
My God.
Yes.
That game is phenomenal.
Yes, man. Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Just
everything that they've done in that game, just the one thing I love, I'm not gonna go into like review right now, but The traversal has never been so spectacular.
And we was worried about that at first.
Yeah, with the wings, right? Because I remember we talked about it. I was like, I don't know, man. Spider-Man's supposed to be webbing it up, you know?
Right,
But the fact that you got to go through these burrows now, and it makes it so much easier and faster to get there. You know what
indeed.
I mean?
Indeed, yeah.
And I'll be hopping onto those wind streets like, oh, snap. Partly cloudy, but the wind gust is about 30 miles per hour. I'm going right over there. Wig out. Let's go. Wings out. Let's go.
Right when you hit those green circles.
Hell yeah. That gust, oh my God. But then when you mix it like the looped one, like the loops web slinging where he holds on and he does this big loop and it shoots you forward super quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you get to where you need to go faster in this game.
Man. And like, it looks...
They did it.
That map is huge, man.
It is huge. And there's something to do at every 2 seconds. Like, I'm trying to do a side story here. Boom. Crime pop up right as soon as I drop off the freaking building. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go do that shit.
And but now we'll make the game longer. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's amazing, man. I'm loving it, dude. Like, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, who wouldn't love this game? But
indeed.
Great job, Insomniac. But, all right. Let's stop getting all happy and stuff right now. I got my deep voice on, so it's going to help me be angry right now.
Get angry.
You done pissed off the wrong motherfucker. Call it out. Boom, 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 boom. Got your bass now right there. Boom, boom, boom. What you mad about this week, G?
Okay. I'm mad at the trailer of, well, just the movie in general. Madam Web. What the heck? What the heck?
What the hella heck? I'll throw that in there for you.
Oh, my God.
Madam freaking Web.
Just that trailer is just so awful, man.
What is... What?
Okay. It's like you... It's Go ahead.
No, I have a question for you. You know, you're the comic book guru. Like, help me with my confusion here, because I'm also pissed at that trailer, too.
Okay.
Is it because I'm thinking back to the 90s Spider-Man show, right? The animation one. Was it Madam Web, the chick that was in the seat
in the chair? Yes.
Yeah. What the hell is this then? Is that the same chick that's in the seat?
That's supposed to be the same chick. But
was it she paralyzed? What the fuck is going on?
Like what is her outcome going to be that at the end? And. They don't explain this woman's abilities.
Not at all.
She just wakes up one day with premonitions.
She could tell the future and the past or some shit? Like
right, like from the trailer, y'all explaining a trailer of a character, a well-known character, that knows about the Spider-Verse. She knows everything that's going on in the Spider-Verse. And y'all making us as a regular human character that just get powers?
Sense. Yeah, like, do you try to give her an origin story? Like, I don't think that works because her origin should be that she's just, you know, already Madam Web. Like,
right.
What the hell? Yeah. Is she in high school or some shit with some other people?
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
And this, they also messed up with this. The one that's playing Madam Web.
Mm-hmm.
She in the character, she the actress from the 50 Shades of Grey movies.
Oh God.
And
so
they
brought some like
and they using that
sexiness.
They using that dumb song. They using it. It's like the same song in the 50 Shades of Grey movies in this trailer. I will get it. You won't see me. Come on, man. Stop it with this crap, man. Don't make this a Lifetime Spidey spinoff.
Oh, God. Sony's only great at the games that they put out with the Herbo,
Chibo, Gobo, Gibo, Shovo. Come on, man. Get
out of here. Oh, my God. Man. That is horrible.
You using all these characters, just jumbling them up together and creating a story.
What is that, like, fake, like... Beat like what was that Spider-Man knockoff that was in that movie? Like,
Ezekiel is it's like he got spider powers. He's like a in the comics he's like this old man that's like warning Peter of something that's gonna happen in the comics.
Okay,
but it makes no sense for him to be a villain.
No, isn't he a good guy? So the way what you just told me sounds like he's helping Peter out.
Like I said, y'all just bringing in all these Spider characters from different multiverses, just rolling up into one.
And then somehow, some way, Morbius pop out of nowhere, like, get your ass out of here. Why are you in this movie, too?
Man.
He's like, can I be in here? Everybody else is in here.
Man, just stop. Sony, just stop it, Sony.
They need to. They really need to.
Stop.
I was just laughing at that whole trailer. Like, you can't literally sit there and look at garbage and just be like, this smells great. Like, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Like,
did that next one come out yet? Craven?
Oh no! Not yet.
Oh god, dang! You got diarrhea on top of a number two. This is just great. This is double up on the shit.
Yeah,
literally.
Might as well just smear it on the walls. Just
roach infested toilet bowl of movies you guys got over here. This is disgusting.
I don't get how you can create something like Into the Spider-Verse, and then go back to Venom, and then go and do a Cross the Spider-Verse and do Kraven. Like, it's like you just...
We're
going to do a good movie this time, and we're going to do a bad movie next time.
But for every one good movie what they had with the Spider-Verse stuff, it had like two or three trash movies with it. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. You know what a good movie looks like. Why do you keep putting out trash? Like, I don't understand.
I
really don't understand.
Spoiler alert, every single movie that's not Spider-Man related is going to be trash. Deal with it. Trash. Spoiler alert, no Spider-Man in it. Peter Parker, Miles Morales, any Spider person.
Automatic trash.
You got three Spider women, no powers. Don't know how they're going to get powers. Not related to none of each other in the comics altogether.
Oh, what we gonna do? We together. I know you. You almost hit me with an EMT truck. Oh,
jeez. Sony, I done pissed off one of the most top Spider-Man fans right here.
Like, they always do. With every single horrible movie, for no reason, it makes no sense but to just try to get cash. That's all y'all worry about is just cash.
Just money.
Tarnishing characters just like this.
The way she explained how she sees shit sounds like a Lord of the Rings knockoff, like that Galadriel.
Oh my god.
What can you see? I can see things that are things that were and some things that have not yet come to pass.
Oh my god.
Like, wait, did you drink that from that jug, lady? That's what you drank from that jug?
Exactly. Like,
that's how she got her powers.
It's like, y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all, we just running from this guy with spider powers.
I saw what you saw. The moment is also in my mind.
They had made a meme when she said, who is that man? He's been following my mama in the jungle in the forest because she was studying spiders. Okay. Oh, this solves everything. Spider-Man.
Come on,
man. You can't give him that costume. Stop it. Just stop it. Ezekiel had on in the comics, this guy had on a suit with no shoes on, talking to Spider-Man on the wall. Y'all put him with the lame ninja Spider-Man costume.
He looks like a fake Noor. You remember Noor from The Boys?
Yeah.
Black Noor. I was like, did y'all just borrow the costume and put some webs on it? Oh my god. It's a cheap knockoff. Y'all just went to the studio next door and stole their costume.
Like, and he walked in there just like Black Noor and that diner. Like, not talking, just come in there. Burp, burp, burp. Come on, man.
Cheap knockoff, Sony. Come on.
Stop it.
Good call it out there, bro. God damn.
Hey, man. All right. I got another call it out, man. Yeah.
You got another one? What you got?
Yeah. Okay. This is pretty simple, and a lot of people affect by it. Anyone who got trees next to their house is definitely affected by acorns. Acorns.
You call it out acorns?
I am tired of these acorns outside my house. It's like, oh my god, it's like a bomb hit a big old bomb of acorns just splattered all over at the front of my house because of this tree, man. It's like, how many acorns you got up there, tree?
I gotta make sure my seedlings live out. What's wrong with you,
dude? Like it's like you sweep up acorns, and the next day it's like all over the place. Like what's going on?
I saw you how it worked. I figured I'd give you some more to do,
man. Dude, like come on, man, stop.
Like that tree got it out for you. Like dude, I know y'all.
Dude, I think it does, man. Cause dude, like it's like it can feed at least 8 million squirrels.
Uh-huh. Dang, dogs. Dude, that's a lot of acorns.
Dang. Oh, gosh. It's
you got
just
the tree of
much.
Life over there by your house,
I'm like, dude. Like, and then, like, at the night you hear, bang.
Bang. Like.
Bang.
Just dropping. You it's hear inhaling like, outside.
Look, you hear, it's like, hail going on. You hear three banks, and then in the morning God. You walk outside, like, there's, like, 8 million acorns. Like, all I heard were three banks.
Is your car in the garage, or is it parked outside?
It's parked outside.
Oh, okay. Just check for that for damages, bro. Like, that acorn, too much acorns hit your windscreen could crack.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I've been looking out for. I'm like, man, listen, look here, tree. You're going to have to stop it, man, for real.
Oh, man.
It's just
everywhere.
I don't
want to be the one anti-nature, but just chop that motherfucker down.
Oh, man, it's too big, man.
Just chop it down.
You saw that tree. That tree is too huge for that. You try to chop that off, it fall right on the house.
Any nature lover hearing this right now, I'm like, oh, my God. The trees, we need them.
Man, here. What is wrong with you? You know what? You take all these acorns and then and do something with it, then.
You should just collect them in the buckets and throw them at people.
Oh, my God. It'd be like 8 buckets full of acorns. Here, take it.
Your neighbors look at you like you're crazy. Like, that man is collecting acorns. So acorns. I don't know what he's doing.
He's sweeping them up. Next day, it'd be the same thing on the ground all over again. Jeez, man.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you can't do that.
Man.
Goddamn acorns, leave GP alone.
Man. And then different seasons, like is that green fuzzy stuff.
Yeah, that gets
one
all
minute,
over the car.
And then the next minute it's just acorns, man.
I think you just add at this point, G, just go out and say it. You're just anti-trees.
Look, with all these acorns, I think I am.
I just hate trees.
I ain't giving you no water.
For what? I'm trying to dry him out. Every time it rains, you get pissed. Don't feed it! You looking out your window every night. That tree plied. I know that tree plied against me. Right now. Yo, Max is like, would you go to bed?
I'll be like, Max, his branch is just trying to grab me. He's trying to choke me in my sleep.
He got little Shop of Horrors tree outside of his house.
Feed me, Seymour.
Go. Collect my acorns, Seymour.
Here's some more, Seymour.
Tough titty. little Shop of Horrors too. In front of GP's house. Suddenly GP.
Oh my
god. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Oh damn. I'm so sorry, man. Dogs. I'm so sorry that's going on in your life.
Oh,
these
my
acorns.
God.
Y'all need to cut that crap out.
Oh man. Oh, big old tree mouth.
Damn.
Trying to take my
that
blood.
Tree is out for you, dogs. You better be careful. Don't want no tree ends coming after you.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna have to look out my house. I can look for my house, man.
Freaking tree beard come after GP.
Tree? I'm no tree. I'm a sentient being.
I am an ant.
I have been here for years.
What's up, dropping your nuts all over my goddamn driveway, tree bear? Pick your nuts up.
Yeah. Stop dropping your balls on my house. Dang.
Oh, my God. Man. Oh, God. I'm glad you got that out your system.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good. Oh, oh man. Boy. I'll keep you posted on that, though.
Okay.
I'll try to help you out.
Look, come help me sweep. Watch tomorrow. I'm like, you see? Look at this. All over the plate.
I've never heard someone upset an acorn.
Holy man! Oh my god!
Let's move
on to your stay angry.
That's too much heat.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay angry. Ooh. I'm gonna stay angry for you. Go ahead.
Ooh, that's too much heat, G. Oh go! Oh my god! Ooh. All right, my call it out for this week.
Mm-hmm.
There's this kid called Ryan, right? Oh. On YouTube.
Okay, I thought you were about to say one of your class.
No. I got called out a student.
Okay.
But Ryan's World, he used to be on Nickelodeon, I believe, at one point, and he has a whole bunch of, like, yeah, it's like this kind of, like, I don't know if his family's Korean or, I can't tell, they're from, like, mm-hmm. Asia or something.
Okay.
But he has these, you know, videos on YouTube that, you know, he has so many damn videos on YouTube.
Right.
And my son Adam likes to watch him a lot. Right.
Okay.
And he's always doing something in the house, right? They have this $1 million home, lots of space. They're doing all these different things back to back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So my son now thinks, like, you know, when we're playing games, we got to be playing games back to back to back to back to back. You know, they will go from, like, the floor is lava to some random water bottle experiment, right. And after that, they're doing some other, like, game thing that they're playing. And then it's some other thing. I'm like, God dang. So when my son comes to me with that, I'm like, bro, listen, that's not real life. I have to tell him, like, that is not real life, right? Them people got lots of money and too much time on their hands to be doing this. And they don't even clean up their mess. They have somebody to do that. This is not this house.
Right.
So I'll be like, when we're playing games, we play one game every 25 minutes. Give me a break.
Right.
I'm not doing game back to back to back. Jesus Christ. So I'm calling Ryan out, like, yo, dude, can you space it out and put a disclaimer for the kids that's watching your show? Like,
right.
This is not what the expectation should be. Like,
yes.
You know, we just doing this, you know, you made it. You already, you know, you had your show, you have your millions, good. But let the kids know, hey, this is not what it really about. Like, come
exactly.
on.
Right.
God dang, dude. Yeah. And so now it's gotten to a point where I'll be like, look, you only get to watch this Ryan show for about 20 minutes, and then we got to watch, like, Phonics or something, because it's rotting your brain cells, son. You're rotting your brain cells.
Come in your brain cells, son. Come in your brain cells.
All your brain cells watching Ryan's World. Like, no. They be outside doing all these water things. The dad doing a whole bunch of random stuff, and they throwing water balloons on the dad, and they doing things back to back to back nonstop, constantly. And I'm like, God dang. And then I'm like looking at this family like, y'all got nothing else to do but put yourself on freaking YouTube?
Man.
Damn. Yeah.
That's their job right there.
I mean, I get it, but come on. Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
So I'm calling out that little kid. Like, if I ever, my wife caught me, like, really pissed off at Ryan the other day. I was like, look at this kid. This little motherfucker right here. Like, hey, Ryan, do another experiment. Water bottles. And I go in the bathroom and I see Adam filling up a water bottle with soap. He's like, what are you going to do? I'm about to do a tornado experiment. I'm like, oh my God! Ryan! Like, why is there tissue in the toilet? Like, why is there tissue in the sink? Why? Why?
Oh, because
it is one shot. So it's too influential for these young ones, man. It's too influential. And mm-hmm. I'm just cutting down the time that he watches Ryan, but at the same time, I'm just pissed at Ryan at the same time. Like,
right.
I wish I never. He's kind of like, you know, Blippi wasn't too bad. Blippi was going places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blippi was going to, like, destinations and doing fun stuff. This dude, Ryan's in his house. Right?
So how old is he?
I don't know, man. It's like, I'll probably watch that kid from, like, when he was 6 to now he's like 10 or 9 or something. I don't know.
Hey, okay.
But it's because he some videos he looks older than he was. So they've been doing it for a long time, G.
Okay. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, okay. I got you.
It's just annoying. It's just highly freaking annoying. Like, to keep up with.
Yeah.
And you tired. You're like, I want to play this game next. And then this game. And after this, daddy, we're going to do this. And I'm like, bro, Yeah. Where did you get this schedule from? Exactly. Like, just, how is this possible?
This ain't on my planner.
This is not real life. TV off right now. Cut the power. So I'm calling him out.
Okay.
My next call it out, I'm pretty sure, I think I heard you guys call them out a while back, but I'm so tired of hearing. And I think when we first started this podcast, we talked about Will and Jada. We talked about Will and Jada. I think it was the first episode that we did.
The first episode we did, and we said that we wasn't going to talk about them ever again on the show, but I understand.
It's come to a point now, it's so freaking sad to see. Yeah. And at the same time, highly infuriating. Like,
man,
what the hell is wrong with you two people?
It's
too much. Like this train wreck circus that, you know, media loves to feed off of that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And they keep bringing it up, any little thing, and it's blowing up. Oh, what was it I saw the other day? His friend or something was saying that he was doing some crap with some dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then the next day, Jada said, oh, we suing. I'm like, well, how you on your side? Like, I thought you were mad or didn't associate yourself with your husband for 7 years. There's too much of their life in the public, and that's sad. Like, there's too much of their marriage in the public. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just degrading. I don't know. If everybody that's not from America and they just put on Will and Jada and they say, oh, wow, this is America. Like, this is a representation of how married life is in America.
It's like every single time I see them on my feed or something like that on my phone, I'm like, show less. I don't want to see this.
Ignore. Please block.
I don't want to see it. I don't care.
Or mute.
Where are we going with this? Nowhere.
It's so bad, dog. It's like, you know, and then I'll see sometimes, like, you know, old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode, I'm laughing. I'm like, look at that. Can I just keep it there? Can we just keep it there?
Just keep your work stuff here. We like to watch your work stuff, not your personal life.
Not your married life. Like, why would you put so many things out? My God.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm tired of it. So I'm calling that out. It's just tired.
I don't blame you, man. It's annoying, man.
It really is annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And they both wrong. I don't care about it. Both sides are wrong in this matter. Like, y'all just need to handle y'all shit privately.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of the world out of it. We don't need to know.
Not everybody in the world wants to know. Like,
no, and I'm thinking about their kids and then, like, generations of that, you know, because then 20 years from now, you hear about their kids doing crap, right? And they'll just continue to feed that in. And just
they'll be like, this connects to this because this happened.
Yeah. Oh, first article. Oh, the apple doesn't fall from the tree.
Exactly, right.
This. I'm like, oh, shit. And we there like 60 years old. Like, They killed it.
Every generation.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are pissing me off again. God damn it.
They about to make me take out my dentures and throw them in the wall.
Just stop it, man. Come on.
Yeah,
it's enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
And that's enough of me talking about it because I don't want to dive in further.
Yeah.
So I'm just calling that out as well.
That's good.
All right. Let's call it right there.
We got a couple of
interesting topics to talk about.
Yes, we do.
First topic coming from Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yes.
We have the world's luckiest or unluckiest man. You decide after you hear what's been up with this guy. Frain Selak.
Selak.
Of Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah. He has a reputation as the world's luckiest man, or unluckiest, depending on how you see it.
Yeah.
He is said to have survived a train crash, a plane crash, and a car crash. And that's just the start of his impossible brushes with death. Yeah.
Yeah. Plane, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, so he was riding the rails from Sarajevo to Dubrovnik. And a freak accident saw his train catapulted into the river.
Ooh.
17 passengers were killed, but he was able to swim to the shore with nothing but a broken arm and hypothermia on his end, right?
Okay.
The very next year, he was flying from Zagreb to Reykjavik. And the door came detached from the aircraft that he was in, and it crashed. This time, 19 people lost their lives, while he was reportedly found in a haystack. He awoke in a hospital, apparently rattled, but not really none the worse.
No injuries.
No injuries at all. And then, of course, we have the bus crash, right? 1966, he was in another fatal accident when the bus he was riding plunged into another river. I don't know what it is.
I'll be done with traveling.
Plunging into rivers.
I'm done.
There were 4 casualties, but again, he came out... Let me tell you, he came out largely unscathed. So, what the hell?
Wow,
is going on? Mm-hmm. It's going on with Mr. Salak.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like he's lucky, or
at this moment, I feel like he's lucky.
Unlucky?
Yeah, I think he's lucky. He's unlucky. Planning the trip. But becomes lucky surviving the trip.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like, tough luck for you, man, that this happened again. But hey, this happened like,
yeah, this happened like 17 times.
17 times?
Yeah, of like his he got a whole list of years.
God dang.
This happened. And it's more than that that what you're saying too.
Wow. But I just picked the top 3.
It was like, it was, what's the last thing you said? The river, the bus, 1970, his car fuel tank exploded on the highway. He barely escaped that.
What the hell? 1973,
a car accident when a malfunctioning fuel pump leaked over his car, and that was set in flames.
Holy crap.
1995, a bus hit him. 1996, he was driving on the side of a mountain when a truck ran right into him and he jumped out of the car and his car exploded.
Don't forget 1999 when Drogon came by. He survived dragon breath as well too, folks.
But get
he
this: in mid 2000, he won the lottery for $600,000.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So I guess that's where the luck comes in to pay off for all the damages that he's been through.
Yeah, I guess Def was like, you know what, let's just compensate him for his for his history of
for his pain.
Yeah, exactly. For his pain
Death
and suffering.
Must have been pissed. Like, dude, I cannot kill this guy, dog. Like, I've been trying for so long.
This dude been running from me and running from me.
And the rest of the people down there in the underworld keep laughing at Death, like, you ain't get him yet. You ain't get him yet. You've been at him for 20 millennia. You better try next year. They got that one creature from the Jedi Returns laughing at him. I can't do it, motherfucking deep ass voice, but that little creature laughing at him. Kill him.
And this dude was born in 1929 and still alive today.
That is crazy. That is freaking insane, dogs.
Man, like,
he's been fighting for his life. He's been knowing.
That dude, like the male version of Domino from the X-Force.
For real?
He got mutant powers of Lucky.
You went there. I was thinking he was that guy from Unbreakable. Like,
I was gonna blame Samuel Jackson's Mr. Glass for causing all those accidents.
Where's the Mr. Glass to this guy? I think he's out there somewhere.
Somewhere. You don't know about it yet.
It's a real life story. This is really happening.
Man, that dude was born in a bed of 4-leaf clovers when he was a baby.
And then the 4-leaf clovers got lit on fire, but he survived. Exactly. He walked up like, God damn, I knew my bed was hot. The hell, these sheets were hot. Man. Oh my God. Can you imagine though, like, if you recognize him, right? Or like somebody growing up back then recognized him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh crap, this dude is on my ride. Like,
man.
He's like, he's on my plate.
Imagine.
You turn into that white lady. I don't know what to tell y'all, but that motherfucker right there
is not as real.
Real.
And that dude, he just standing there.
I'll get it off this.
He just standing there. Well, man. Like,
but I'm telling you right now, this man change my ticket so fast. Like, hey, ain't you that dude that's about? Oh, hell no. No, I'm not going to have that kind of luck. That ain't me.
This dude not said, today. Now, he said that he had friends in the past that left, stopped being his friend because they think he was bad karma.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Who the hell want to hang out with somebody like that?
Yeah,
like,
man.
We going to the club tonight? No, bro. No. Like, you said we carpooling. I'm not about that life. No. I ain't that risky.
Living life.
Drive your own damn car.
This dude's life is basically Unbreakable and Final Destination rolled into one.
All in one. Like, all how in the one. Hell did that happen?
Yeah.
How the hell did the flap of the door?
How?
Just pop off out of nowhere on a flight.
That's Final Destination stuff right there, man.
Final Destination.
He should have premonitions about the five accidents. Yeah.
That's what his name translates into. It's Final Destination. Frain Salat. It's Croatian for Final Destination.
That dude be on the fifth one. It's about time. They're like, what? Time for what? It's, you'll see, in about five. Four. Like, oh my!
Oh God! Damn. No!
He just stand there. All the destruction just happens all around him.
Oh my God!
Nothing happens to him. Man,
you pop up in a random ass McDonald's. Like, oh shit! I can't order this burger right now. I'm gonna choke. Oh, how do you know? He's here.
Yeah, he's can't right do there. It. Everybody can't in there choke at the same time. He just look around. Oh no, it's happening.
Shit, it's happening again.
Let me get out of here. He started walking out while everybody choking.
And then he walk outside, some random dude just come in front of him, trip over that bike and break their neck.
People get hit by cars, lightning striking people all around him. He just, la da da.
This dude caused Hiroshima. This dude, it was his fault. Oh. It was his fault. He walked right through Hiroshima like, God damn, everybody's getting burnt alive, and he walked out.
Look, when that happened, all he did was point at the map on a globe of Hiroshima and be like, oh, something's about
that's
to happen.
That's the secret.
Here.
That's the left out part of Oppenheimer. They actually went to this guy and said, where should we go?
Oh, here. God. Here, boosh. Here. Right here. Perfect. Oh my God.
Shake his hand. The next day, he got terminal cancer. Like,
oh my God. God. Dang.
I've been healthy my whole life.
Man.
Curse you, Frain Salak. They say if you say his name three times,
oh no,
you catch a heart attack.
Oh no.
Don't do it. Not this podcast.
I ain't gonna say that.
Please. Don't put that on me. Have mercy, Frain Salak. Bastard.
Ooh, boy. Let's stop talking about this dude.
Start choking on the park.
Oh, exactly. We start calling it. Oh. That's the end of the show.
Oh, my God. Dang. I just hope, like, when he passes, he's still alive, right? I just hope when he passes away, like, some freaking, I don't want, like, some next level portal shit start opening up, like,
oh man,
he was the last key to humanity.
He might go away like Odin did in Thor Ragnarok. He become all dust, fairy dust into the wind.
Oh yeah, he just fades away.
Yeah.
Whew. He survived the Thanos snap. Like, how the hell did he survive?
Oh, wow.
Like, everybody else around him died.
All that day would just tickle him. What was that?
Oh,
everybody died.
Like, he started to fade, yeah. But he was like, he just like, it's like just dandruff in his head or some shit. Like, I was gonna scratch that out. Some brown dandruff. Yeah.
That's the one that the dandruff is the one that dust get blipped. Yeah.
Thanos was like, what the hell's going on? I kind of swore I snapped. Everybody's perfectly balanced, but this guy. He is the balance.
Exactly, yeah.
He is the balance.
Oh,
dog. But, I mean, good luck for you through the rest of your life, sir. And,
good luck, you know, man.
Hope for your luck. I feel like he's lucky, if anything. I feel like his luck.
I think he's lucky, too.
Is at an all time high.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep your luck on, man. Keep your luck on.
I think he stole a lot of people's luck, and it's within him now, so.
Yeah, he's got the Space Jam ball of luck right there. Yeah. It's all in his basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody go touch it. They used to call touch me it. Mr. Goliath. Where you touch. At?
You stole my luck. You mother! You stole my luck! You rotten mother! Croatian mother!
You Croatian!
Phrase luck! You dirty motherfucker! You Croatian motherfucker!
That's what blew up the building in Django. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Call it right there.
Dang.
Next topic, GP.
Okay. Oh my god. Social media. Well, this is from NY Post. Social media detectives was confused over an image discovered on Google Maps Street View in Utah. The picture was an image of a creature, very naked, with a long, floppy arms, sprinting across the field. Commenters on TikTok called it scary and insane, while folks on Reddit called it creepy. Turns out it was just a statue that serves as a scarecrow to fend off animals and other unwanted visitors.
Creepy looking ass scarecrow.
Creepy.
Like that your imagination has to go there to scare off some birds.
Right. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Like you, oh man.
It looked like something out of Labyrinth. Like,
man,
you dance, Labyrinth. Magic dance, magic dance. Like that.
Dance. Just,
jump, magic jump.
Jump, magic jump.
It looks like it came out of Labyrinth, bro.
Labyrinth, I was about to say, it looked like a titan.
Yeah! Oh my god, like those like deranged titans running towards you. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, with them big old huge smiles on it.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
So you put the two together as a titan that's dancing to the song. Oh, so my burn, burn. So my heart
as dream could be.
What will I do?
What would I do?
What kind of bird?
What? Damn.
Oh my god. And the fact that it's naked too, like scarecrows normally have clothing on them, like straw or something.
Yeah.
You didn't put no straw in this one?
No.
Dang.
It's not in like a it's tall, but it's where it's placed is not around a little field. You know.
No.
It'd normally be perched on a little stick and just be sitting there like, yeah.
Whoever created this was just freaking them damn selves. Like, the dude, I think the back of the picture looks like he's wearing a really tight underwear, too. Like,
right, yeah, ugh. Yeah.
Looks very weird. It looks like what should have happened to Matthew McConaughey after he went through that black hole. Like, that's how humans come out. That's how humans come out, just stretched out and slanky.
Yeah.
Don't let me leave, Murph. Don't let me turn into that. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man. It's so gross.
Man.
Looks like you know a T-1000, like when he melted in Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Judgment Day. He
started morphing in all out. Those characters he'd been in the past.
But this is if he survived the lava pit. Like, he came out and it's like, oh, all I'm all right.
Out. Yeah.
No, you're not all right, sir. You look pretty...
Have you seen this
right
kid?
Now, we're just going to make you a scarecrow from now on.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
That's not a scarecrow. It's a scare anything. Anything that lays its eyes on it.
Square all. It's a scare all.
Scare all.
So it's not a scarecrow. It's a scare all.
It's like those wooden versions of you know those balloons that be having their wet hands be waved up all over the place.
The wavy hand balloons.
Yeah.
Oh my god, if this one could move, that would be even more freaky.
Oh my god.
It's gross. But then it's not even like a regular underwear that it's wearing. It looks like a Speedo thong or something.
It looks like a see-through.
In the back. Ugh. God, that's so freaking gross. Man. That's so gross. Where was this again?
Utah.
Oh, uh-huh. My God.
Yeah.
I'll go just take a picture. Just say, yeah, okay, that's it. That's unreal.
Ugh, look at it. Ugh, take a picture.
Then I'll see if it'll dance to the song if I sing to it. I'll call my baby. You playing the hits. Start doing the worm.
Oh, I ain't never seen nobody do the worm like that. Dang.
Oh, God. That's probably, like, what if that's what aliens look like?
Oh, my. Man, I hope not. Man.
That's just disgusting.
Bunch of big titans roaming the earth.
Dun, 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 dun,
it's
dun.
A stump. It's a stump.
It's gross. But yeah, check that out for sure, folks. I mean, yes. You don't have to, but just take our word for it. It's the picture in our promo anyway.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah. Just, that's it. Yes, that's it.
That's it. That's all you got to see. That's it right there.
That it.
That it right there. Look like you're doing some kind of weird ass ritual dance. Like, what you trying to summon? What are you trying to summon? Stop dancing. Stop what you're doing right now.
I'm trying to summon it.
Eren
Yeager.
Which we will get to soon enough.
Exactly.
Oh, man. All right. We could call it on this little weird friggin'. It's too gross.
Too gross. Too gross. Yes.
Look like waffles. Like flat ass bacon. Arms. Did not get through the cooking process properly. Yeah.
Slim Jim arms.
Ugh. Don't slap into that. It's disgusting. Pause. Let's call it right.
Yeah, let's call it right then and there on that.
Call it right then and there. We gotta move on, GP.
Yes.
Woo! Not my real dude, real hell. This episode's killing me.
Yes.
Real news, real freaking fast.
Yes.
Andre 3000 finally released another album.
Yes.
Called New Blue Sun. Mm-hmm. It just dropped on November 17th, so it just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
yeah,
no rap involved whatsoever.
No bars.
Playing a bunch of flutes and ambient music, taking your mind into places that, I don't know, where you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Probably what was that Scarecrow listening to at the same time.
Oh, my
Seemed
God.
Like that kind of music.
Yeah.
Did you hear a sample of this album, bro?
I heard a sample. I heard a few sample songs, yes. And it's exactly like you said, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like when I was listening to it, I felt like Chris Rock and Pootie Tang. Like, I was like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm not too good. 3,000 too good. And nothing's being said. It's just flute music.
Yeah.
3,000 too good. He's too good. It's an acquired taste. I will say that.
It's for certain moods.
Yeah. And I feel like some of the songs should be played like in a Golden Sun game or some shit. Like some old ass game. Some RPG would fit perfectly for this soundtrack.
Exactly, yeah.
Or whenever you get to the pearly gates and it's like, this is what's playing? All right.
Towards the end when your character's walking to the destination.
Right, that's it.
Destined to be in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so would you cop that album, like go purchase it, or you pass it?
I will honestly pass it.
Cause I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little disappointed. I wanted some rap. I wanted the lyrical wizardry of Andre 3000 to, you know, resurface.
Yeah.
And I know he was saying this whole thing, you know, 48-year-old, you know, I ain't really, you know, we'll be rapping and stuff. I'm like,
but how can you say that in, like, you've been featuring on so many artists in the past
17
years. So it's like, we're used to you rapping.
But, you know, he's one of those that's an artiste. You know what
I mean? Like, he gets
that pass. Like, we're not going to challenge Andre 3000.
Yeah, we respect it.
He is an artiste. If this is what he wants to paint right now, that's what he painted.
Yeah.
Shit, enjoy the art. Yeah. Enjoy the art.
Mm-hmm. What up, peoples? This is Future GP here. We have to split this one into two parts. So this is part one.
Stay tuned for part two. All right, y'all. Peace. Call it like it don't speak.